This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Have a think about your household for a moment and let's think about the household chores, you know, the vacuuming, the ironing, the washing, loading and unloading the dishwasher, doing the dishes themselves, I don't know, cleaning the bathroom, the toilet, all the stuff you've got to do. How evenly do you divide these household chores? Because the reason I'm asking is some recent research has shown that same-sex couples tend to divide household chores more fairly. And Glenda Roberts is a postgraduate researcher and project manager at Massey University. Glenda, great to have you on Drive.
Hi, how are you going? Thanks for having me.
It's good to talk with you. Let's start with heterosexual couples. Do women still do most of the chores there?
Yeah, look, unfortunately, and COVID really showed a bit of research come out to show that during COVID that nothing's actually changed. In fact, in some cases, it worsened in some parts of the world for women generally. Yeah, it was a bit of a, well, not really shocking, maybe.
But what are the risks, though? I mean, if one person is doing the bulk of the chores, what are the risks of that person?
Sorry, what are the risks?
Yeah.
Look, I think that we find that there's a lot of evidence to suggest that women are burning out, and compared to how labour was looked at in the past, when perhaps gender roles were more defined traditionally, women are now working and taking care of all the household work and the unpaid labour of looking after kids, the care work. So that tends to, I mean, that's been building for a while, but it seems to be still quite problematic for most women.
That would be absolutely exhausting. I mean, I struggle just on my own doing stuff, but having to do it for other people as well, I reckon would be so exhausting. What did your research show in terms of how same-sex couples divide up the household chores?
Yeah, well, it was really interesting. We found that there was only mainly research done in the United States on this, and it was very much assuming that, particularly lesbian couples, that same-sex couples did everything equally, or that, you know, they had quite an equal approach to it. We found in our research that it was more about coming to an agreement, so the negotiation and finding something that actually worked specifically for the couple's needs was more important and certainly more prevalent than every couple that we spoke to, really.
So it's not necessarily the healthiest outcome to get an exact 50-50 split of chores if you're in a couple.
No, and it's probably fairly unrealistic, because the reality is that generally one partner is perhaps working more than another. One partner, if you've got children in the relationship, then that household tends to have, at the very least, a certain amount of time is spent on taking care of the needs of that other person in the family, or those other kids. And so it's really about trying to find a situation that works for that household, and to keep adjusting and negotiating the way things are going. Because obviously, you know, if you get together when you're in your 20s or 30s and you do go on to have children, you know, 10 or 20 years later on when you've got a family, what you need to be doing is going to change.
What happens, let's say, I hate vacuuming and dusting. I can't stand it, but I don't mind cleaning the toilet and bathroom. I actually quite enjoy it. I find it therapeutic. You know, I zone out, put some good music on. You were talking about negotiating before. How important is it to say, you know what, I don't mind doing this part, let me do it, rather than achieving that 50-50 split?
That's right. Well, I mean, every couple's going to be different. But look, what our research found was in the same-sex couples that we spoke to in Australia and New Zealand, was that we found that they tended to have a greater understanding, both partners tended to have a greater understanding of the value or the need to respect the fact that we have to do a certain degree of housework, unpaid labour around the place. So it meant that there was already a kind of a place of, even if you didn't like it, you knew it had to be done. So you tend to be a bit happier to let that person do that and you do your bit. You know, if you're not into the vacuuming, you're happy to clean the toilet. That tends to come about fairly easily. What's tricky, of course, is if you find that nobody likes really to clean the back end of the toilet and so on. And so you tend to find that Some of those jobs might annoy one of you more than the other. We did find that, is that one partner might see and be impacted more. So what we also found, though, was that in the same-sex couples, and we think this is possibly to do with some kind of gendered understanding or having to work to reject kind of gendered modelling that we've all been brought up with, that there was a better sort of understanding of the need to talk about it, to really kind of have a conversation around it rather than to just assume, well, it's not my job because I'm not taking care of the house, you know?
From what I'm hearing, Glenda, it's important this conversation is not just, okay, let's sit down, I'll do the toilet, you do the vacuuming, blah, blah, blah. It's about, okay, let's talk about it in detail, what you like doing, and perhaps let's put some value. Let's, you know, what is this worth in terms of doing the household chores? Is that what we should be doing? We should be valuing these chores?
Well, I think we definitely need to value them, but as we keep saying, that every couple, as we all know, every couple is entirely different. Every individual is different. So it's really important that you find something that works for you as a couple in that relationship and that household. We had some couples who pay for a cleaner. You know, they're in a position where they're a little bit older and they were able to pay for a cleaner to take care of things because for one of them it was really important to have a clean home, the other one less so. So they negotiated that, well, okay, let's put some money towards this and we'll do that. Then there are other couples who literally would kind of push things out and things would get annoying until one of them sort of, they didn't exactly blow up, but they would end up going, okay, we need to talk about this because I'm getting really stressed and unhappy about the fact that I'm the only one that feels like they're doing anything. But they do have those conversations and they do tend to sit down and have them, and research shows that they do tend to have them more regularly than heterosexual couples.
We're chatting with Glenda Roberts, postgraduate researcher and project manager at Massey University, about whether same-sex couples divide household chores more fairly. And it sounds like we do. What happens, though, Glenda, if we've got a different standard to my partner? Let's say my partner says, I love cleaning the toilet, but I look at it and go, you haven't done a good job. What should we do then?
Yeah, look, there's no real easy answer to this stuff because it is about the dynamics of that particular couple. But the reality does seem to be that I think because we as same-sex couples, I'm in the long-term same-sex relationship myself, we, for one reason, I think it is a bit to do with not wanting to be like our mothers, we do make an effort to really talk about things when it really gets annoying. We sit down and we'll actually go, okay, well, I don't think this has been fair, and it may not be as often. It might start off a bit heated, but we do try to go, well, yeah, we need to look at this and I maybe need to step up a bit with doing the dishes. So the standards of doing things tends to be over time accepted. Maybe we come to more of a compromise of accepting it might not be exactly how I want, but as long as we keep talking about the fact that we get things done, then you do seem to come to some kind of arrangement that works for us, you know.
Glenda, is it easy? Let's say we decide to move in together and, you know, the new place is a bit of a mess and we just start doing stuff because, you know, I think, oh my goodness, that bathroom's dirty, I'm going to start cleaning it, but I prefer the vacuuming or something like that. Is it easy just to fall into a pattern of, well, you started doing it, so that's now your job?
Yeah, and look, some of the couples did talk about that, especially the ones, I mean, we had couples that have been together for 25, 30 years. We had a couple that, you know, that had been together for 30 years, which I found, you know, really fascinating because they've been through the full kind of range of learning how to compromise, kind of getting a bit lazy, and then really coming towards a place now where they have honed a system that completely works for them, and they do have to adjust it because one of them's retired now and the other's still working, so they have to talk about that, you know, like what's your physical capacity as you're older and things like that. I think that what's key here, what we found in the study for the same-sex couples, is that there is an interest and a willingness to come to an arrangement that works for you both. There is some kind of shared understanding that we have to do this, so should try and work for us. There is perhaps less tension of that willingness.
Glenda, we got through the whole conversation. We were a bit worried because you're in a regional area that the phone line would drop out, and it just did at the end, but we got through it. Well, we've got you back now. It's a great conversation, great research, and keep us posted on your research because it's good to know that I guess we're doing something right, aren't we, same-sex couples?
Yeah.
Oh, you sound like a Dalek from Doctor Who. Glenda, thanks for joining us. We'll chat to you again next time.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. That is Glenda Roberts, postgraduate researcher and project manager at Macy University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.